Horatio. And another week of it. You may be able to hear in the background. Voice of Wallace, our assistant, as he seats the studio audience, which is preparing to watch another 15 minutes fly by. Here now, coming on stage, are Bob and Ray themselves.
Thank you very much, announcer, and hello again, everybody. We want you to be sure and help yourself to the great Bob and Ray bowl containing a dip.
And the original Kirby Ayers is with us today after some weeks of touring through the studios with his accordion. Is that an accordion or a concertina? Concertina, yeah.
It's an accordion, I think.
Was a little bigger than that.
Maybe we can ask Kirby one of these days. Well, the great bird is in good shape. The picture window has been cleaned. We have the telescope there. Anyone who wants to look out on the New York skyline can go up there, put a dime in, and for about 45 seconds, you can look through the telescope.
The panorama of autumn in New York.
As part of the great new fall social season, we are pleased to announce the reopening of a refurbished, renovated, renewed Bob and Ray Gourmet Club. And in just a few moments, we'll go there now to our two assistants, Claude and Clyde, who are standing by there at the Bob and Ray Gourmet Club. Come in, please, Claude and or Clyde.
Claude and Clyde, greeting you once again from the Bob and Ray Gourmet Club. And a big hearty welcome to the fall social season.
Just a few moments now, the sandwich of the honored guest will arrive on the premises, and the huge door at the rear of the hall will swing open, and the sandwich will be brought down the center aisle, opened and displayed for all those present to check.
You might point out the beautiful surroundings from which we're broadcasting today. The hall has been repainted sort of a brown.
But I think maybe the listeners would be pleased to learn that there is a stage presentation going on now, that this is not two stations they have. That in the background they can probably hear the entertainment that all the members of the Gourmet Club are enjoying now.
Fanny, I was great.
A great many celebrities are gathered here. I see at table 24 Mel Torme chatting with Mel Ferrer. And who is that at table 26?
Mel Allen is at table 26, and Jose Millis is there, too.
James Melton is in attendance here at the Gourmet Club.
Is that Melton Burl at table 5?
It looks like him chatting with Melton J. Cross of Opera the Commentary fame.
And the act is just finished on stage. Looking around the room elsewhere, we notice Ricky Nelson, the young singer, is here.
And Nelson Eddy, another singer. John Beresford Tipton, the millionaire, is here.
And Melanie Cahane Grauer is here at present also. Muskmelon is being served now to the members present. Yeah, there is a stir at the rear of the huge hall
that
now.
That was Robert Q. Mel Lewis coming in there.
Oh, wonderful. And the doors are swinging open, and I think the guest sandwich has arrived.
Assistant Delane has handed us the sealed envelope bearing the name of the owner of the sandwich to a round of applause as she returns to her place at the honor table.
The name, the honored guest, is Slapsy Maxie Rosenblum. And let's see what sort of a sandwich you'll be eating today.
It's arrived in a gray paper bag with the sandwich itself wrapped in waxed paper. Inside, we're removing the wax paper now.
I think we might cut out the wax paper is cut in scalloped edges. And the sandwich filling. The bread is rye bread.
Rye bread. It's a filling of cream cheese and, I believe, blackberry jelly or jam. Cream cheese and blackberry jelly.
A nice round of applause for each time. Now, we're going to ask the assistance of our engineer. We have a microphone hidden at the honored guest's table. turn on his mic now and see what comment he'd be making now that he knows he is the honored guest here.
May, I think you got the wrong slant on me. What's wrong about wanting to sit down with a good-looking woman and have a glass of beer?
I think it's time almost, Grund, for the entertainment to begin here at the club now. Yes, the orchestra is striking up at the moment.
So it's a happy, pleasant crowd here at the Bobberay Gourmet Club. And on this note, then, we return you to Bob and Ray.
Thank you very much, Claude and Clyde, for bringing us the opening of this season's Gourmet Club broadcast. We'll be looking forward to further reports from you.
Now, Bob, Bartha Schrank is here in the studio, and we're going to initiate a brand new Bob and Ray promotion today. Tomorrow, I hope we'll get it off the ground. Well, that's not really the proper term. Get it rolling, I think, is the term.
Good.
We're going to send out now the Bob and Ray trophy train. And Arthur Schrank, I wonder if you'd come up here, please. And
Arthur, as you know, we have put the Whale-O-Rama exhibit with Dave on its flat car in a siding.
Well, I... Oh, everybody, Arthur Schrank, as you know, Bob and Ray, the whale, what was it? Hi! This is Arthur Schrank.
Maybe I could explain that a little better for you. We have completed the summer Whale-O-Rama exhibit. And now comes fall and a new assignment for you and a new thrill for our listeners throughout the country.
Well, that's wonderful. What is this trophy train idea, fellas?
Well, we're sending out a trophy train. It will be heated, incidentally, for the coming winter season. A regular passenger car, which has been fitted up inside to display Bob and Ray trophies, which we have awarded.
We have... you know, display cases where we have little bits of Bob and Ray memorabilia there. And the train is painted in Bob and Ray's famous blue and gold colors. And the famous Bob and Ray crest is on the side of the car. And you can recognize it when it comes to your town.
Now, we'll call you in again tomorrow, Arthur. But right now, we want you to take these two tickets and get yourself to the airport and fly to San Diego, California.
Oh, boy!
The Bob and Ray trophy train is waiting on a siding.
Well, thanks very much, and so long, everybody.
A report from the Greater Lake.
Speaking to you from San Diego.
I think there's one other bit of business today, Ray, and that is firing Wallace.
That's right. Well, really not firing him. I think it's a matter of dismissing him on a friendly basis.
Yes. Well, yes.
What? What?
I'm afraid
what?
We've got to do this, Wallace. It's been in our minds for some time, but we've had a lot of complaints. We have none ourselves, but it seems that some of the audience members in the past have.
Well, I guess that's about it, right?
I think we're going to terminate it right here now.
So.
Well, I'm sorry to see you leave. We'll write you a nice letter of recommendation.
You bet, and we want you to pick up your last week's pay. And incidentally, come on up on Mike, Wallace, and if there's anything you'd like to say or sing.
Give you a last chance to sing like you want to do all the time. How about that?
Go ahead if you want.
All right, I'll sing.
Goodbye, goodbye. I wish you all a last goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. I wish you all a last goodbye.
You know, I regret it already, Bob.
I thought I detected a tear in your eye there. It's...
We never really did give Wallace a chance.
No, we
didn't. I mean, having him seat the audience was hardly in keeping with his talents. Obviously, he,
Maybe we could put him on the trophy train and have him sing to people.
Hey.
We'll have to get in touch with him tomorrow about that, I guess. Our time is almost up for today.
Well,
we'll have a preview of tomorrow's special what?
Tomorrow, we're going to have a special sound.
In just 10 seconds.
And now, here's the special sound you'll hear tomorrow. Until then, this is Ray Goulding reminding you all to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This is the CBS Radio Network.